thanks for downloading the audio podcast of this week's sermon. We pray you'll be blessed and encouraged with the words you hear.
Are you good at waiting patiently for someone special to come? That's the question. How many sleeps are there now? 8. Let's count. Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday, and next Sunday. 8 sleeps until a special person comes. 8 sleeps until... who's coming? Santa's coming. So you're expecting someone special then? Yep. So I guess you've all written your letters, mums and dads, to the bank. I guess you're all being specially well behaved. I hope there's no elf on your shelf. What a load of nonsense, an elf on your shelf. Are you all being specially well behaved? There's lots of nods down here. Are you going to put your stocking out on Christmas Eve? William, yes, you're going to put your stocking out. Are you going to leave a little treat for Father Christmas to eat and maybe something for the reindeer? You are. What are you going to leave him? Carrots. I don't think Father Christmas likes carrots. Or is that for Rudolph? Mashed potato and beans. Okay. But 8 sleeps can seem like a very long time if you're waiting for somebody special to come. But you know what? Many, many years ago, in a land far, far away from here, there were many people and they were also expecting somebody very special to come. Now, this person was not going to come from the North Pole or from Lapland. He wasn't going to come on a sleigh, and he certainly wasn't going to be coming with some red-nosed reindeers. To be honest, they weren't sure when he would come, but they did know that God was going to send this very special person to a little town called Bethlehem. That's where he was going to be born. He was so special because he was going to come as a savior, as the Messiah. And God knew that all the people in the world, everybody was sinful. No matter what they did, they couldn't get rid of their sins. Even if they tried good stuff, it didn't cover their sins. Even if they were really religious, it didn't cover their sins. They just couldn't cover their sins. So God knew everybody in the world needed a savior. And God planned to send a very special person, his own son, the Messiah, to be the savior of the world. He was going to come. He was going to live a perfect life. And he was going to do a special work, dying on the cross to take away the sins of the whole world, that anybody at all who trusted in him, their sins would be forgiven and they could be with God forever. So the people were waiting and waiting and expecting God's special person to be born. But the problem is they had to wait for a lot of sleeps. Now, years before, there was people called the prophets. And these prophets kept telling people, God's Messiah, God's Savior, God's special person is coming. Can any of you, kids, tell me the names of some of those prophets? Who? I don't recognize that one. Matthew? Not quite. Glenn? Nope. Think Old Testament. Joseph? Nope. Isaiah certainly won. Anybody else? Well, we'll count Moses in with the prophets, yep. Who else? Elijah. Not he certainly was a prophet, but he wasn't maybe one who spoke about Jesus. Oh, you can't think of any more. Now, David isn't normally counted as a prophet, but he wrote a lot of prophetic stuff. David spoke about Jesus 1,000 years before Jesus came. Isaiah, 760 years. Now, I can tell you folks, that's a lot of sleeps. That is a lot of sleeps if you're waiting for somebody coming. Jeremiah, 630 years. Micah, 750 years. Malachi, 400 years. Those people were telling the Messiah's coming, the Savior's coming. But there was a lot of sleeps before he came. So the people had been waiting a really long time. Some of them got fed up. Some of them got tired waiting. Some of them thought, there's actually no Savior coming. Some of them thought, God made that promise, but God must have forgotten about that promise because somehow we're waiting for a Savior and he's never coming. But God never forgets any of his promises. When God says he'll do something, he absolutely will do it. But there were two old people. And they hadn't forgotten. And they were waiting for the Messiah to come. They were excited. They didn't know how many sleeps were left, but they were really excited about the Messiah. They were called Simeon and Anna. They weren't a married couple. We know that Anna was 84. That's pretty old. We've got somebody here older than that, but that is pretty old, right? It's an old lady. And Simeon was probably an old man as well. They were waiting as patiently as they could. But they knew, Simeon in particular knew, it's not going to be too many sleeps. Because God's Holy Spirit told Simeon, Simeon, you're not going to die before you see the special Savior come. And Simeon's thinking, well, I'm a pretty old man, so he must be coming quite soon. So he was counting down the days. Both Simeon and Anna spent most of their time in the temple, praying to God, worshiping God, and every day looking for the Messiah, this God's special person to come. And you know what they thought? They thought, he'll probably come here. Because we're old and doddery and we can't go running about on donkeys or hobbling to far off places. So God must be going to bring the Messiah here. So they're always watching. One day, Simeon was in the temple and here he was probably just praying, maybe looking round, and he saw a young couple come into the temple and they were holding a little baby, a newborn baby. Now that wasn't unusual because all Jewish parents had to bring their babies to the temple after 30 days or 60 days to consecrate them to God and to bring an offering to say thank you to God. But Simeon spied this young couple. They had two doves with them, little birds. That was their offering. That meant they were poor. They couldn't afford a lamb. When Simeon saw that young couple with that baby, he just knew that's the baby. That's the special baby. That's the Messiah. That is the Savior of the world right there. No more sleeps. He's arrived. And Simeon, the Bible said he just went up. He took the baby probably out of Mary's arms. He was holding the baby and he said about Jesus, my eyes have seen your salvation. Important words, six words. My eyes have seen your salvation. He said lots more things about Jesus and he spoke to Mary as well. Mary and Joseph were amazed. They didn't think anybody in the temple in Jerusalem would even have known who they were. But Simeon had been watching and waiting. As soon as Simeon stopped speaking, Anna came over, this old lady, 84 years of age. And as soon as she came over, she began to tell everybody all around, this is the saviour of the world that we've been expecting, not just for the Jews, but for everybody, the whole world. So the saviour was born. He came into the world, and he came for you and for me. It wasn't just for those people years ago. It was for you and me, because we're all sinners. Every one of us. We can't, if we're honest, we just couldn't deny it. We think wrong things. We say wrong things. We do wrong things. We know in our own hearts we're sinners. And our sin keeps us separated from God. And we can't save ourselves. No matter what you do, what I do, we cannot save ourselves. We need Jesus, the Saviour. Christmas, it's not just about the presents and the beautiful Christmas trees and the lights and all the sparkly stuff and the big Christmas dinner. We love all that. But it's because of Jesus that we have all that. He is the greatest gift the world has ever seen. He's God's gift. He came into this world. He lived a perfect life. He died upon the cross to take away your sins. We all need a saviour. We all need the saviour. Jesus is the saviour. He's the only saviour. I urge you today, put your trust in him. While you still have time, put your trust in him. Because you know how those people were waiting a long time, and some of them had sort of given up and thinking, oh, God must have forgotten his promise or something. He's never coming. But he came. God also promised that Jesus is coming back to this world. One day soon, we don't know when, one day soon, he is coming back. He will definitely not be born as a baby in a manger in some little village somewhere. He is going to come through the clouds as the glorious king. But he's only coming to take to heaven those people who have trusted in him. No one else. We don't know how many sleeps that is. The Bible says, though, he is coming like a thief in the night. Suddenly, when people least expect him, he's coming soon. He's coming soon. God made the promise. He never forgets his promise. He is coming. Are you ready? Put your trust in Jesus. He truly is the Savior of the world. Let's pray. Maybe you don't know how to put your trust in Jesus. I'm going to pray a short prayer right now. And this evening, if you know in your heart you have never trusted in Jesus, he's not your saviour, but you want to be ready, you want to put your trust in him, you recognise your sin, you could just pray this prayer after me. I'll pray it slowly so that you can follow and repeat it. You don't have to pray it out loud, you could just pray it in your heart. Because God knows what you're thinking in your heart. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you that you are the Saviour. Thank you that you came into this world. You came to die on a cross to take away my sin. I confess my sin to you now. I turn away from it. I put my trust in you. I want to live for you. I want to be with you in heaven forever. Come into my life. I trust in you. Father, I pray for each person in this room tonight. I thank you that you are here, your presence. We feel your presence, Lord. It's all about you, Jesus. It's not just a wee Christmas ritual in a church. This is about life and death. It's about our eternal life. Lord Jesus, I thank you that you have spoken to hearts tonight. And I pray, Lord, that some will have turned and to put their trust in you. Lord, I pray that you would speak and continue to speak into all of our hearts. Thank you for this wonderful time of year. And I pray, Lord, that in all the festivities, that you will be right at the center. We love you. Thank you for coming to this earth to be the savior of us all. Thank you, Jesus. And your love
is great. Thanks for listening to this week's podcast. If you would like any more information, have a look at our website at www.ballymoneyelam.com.